I wanted to talk something. I was reading something on the internet, an article about writer's block, and there were some things that I really don't agree with, and at the same time, that doesn't mean they are not true. It's just something that I don't relate to. I mean, as a human, as an artist, we are all wired very differently. So a lot of things are going to mean a lot of different things for you. So I wanted to share something about writer's block, but before we do that, I wanted to share something about writing. Like, what really writing represent? When you technically, any kind of art, be it writing, be it painting, be it anything, any kind of art represent life, right? The life that's going in our mind, we put it out on the canvas, on the paper, on the screen, or whatever. So whatever kind of life that is going on inside you, you bring it out there to express. It's a form of expression, right? Any kind of art is a form of expression, what's going on in the mind of the artist. So technically, with writing represent life, right? So when you have a lot of life inside, when there's a lot going on inside, you get to write a lot. Like, when you write, it's like a train of thoughts. It's like a train of emotions and thoughts, and you just keep writing and writing and writing, and things, you don't know where it's gonna take you. You don't know when it's going to stop. Sometimes you write something today, and in a year or so, that thought, that piece of writing comes back to you, and you add something to it. So there is no such particular way of doing things when it comes to art. That's what I believe, that there is no rule. When it comes to art, it just flows like air, and every artist is going to have their own way of doing things. If you don't have your own way of doing things, I definitely encourage having your own way of doing things. I don't want to demean something or the way of doing things, but I think as an artist, you don't have to be unique. You are unique. I think as an artist, all you have to do is accept the way that God has wired you, the way God has bestowed art upon you, and you have to trust that what's in you is worth reading or worth watching. And sometimes it's not. You know what? Like, whatever you write, whatever you make, sometimes it's shit. It shouldn't see the day of light. And that's part of it. Sometimes you make good stuff, sometimes you make bad stuff. It's part of the game. But what I wanted to talk about, I keep branching off. What I wanted to talk about with writer's block is that, like, writing. Let's say our mind is a cup, right? So if there is life in your cup, you will be able to write a whole lot. And sometimes the cup is empty and you don't get to write anything. And then what used to happen was, even with me, that I would just sit and wait for something to come to write. And it does work a lot of times, and a lot of time it doesn't, and for long periods of time sometimes you don't get to write anything at all. But I think when it comes to writer's block, it's like your cup is empty, and what was in your cup originally, there was life in your cup, right? So, and what do we draw life from? What does life represent? Emotions. So if you are having any kind of writer's block, I think all you need to do is go and live. Just live your life to the fullest. Go to the beach, take a walk, meet your friend, spend time with your family, spend some really quality time with your family. That will give you a whole lot of life. Spend your spend time with your loved ones, your wife, your girlfriend, whoever. Sometimes playing video games might feel like life. Sometimes watching movies feel like life. Whatever can block all these million things that are going around in our life and trouble us and forces you to focus. It's like when you are talking to your loved one and you are not thinking about something that is happening somewhere else, right? You're not thinking about some movie, or you're not thinking like everything that have the power to consume your focus fully. That is something that I would say represents life. Now, even scrolling through your Facebook or scrolling through your Instagram also also have the power to control your attention, but at the same time you also have to, but that's a whole lot of, when it comes to social media, it's like jumping from one thought to another, like 1 minute video, then next video, then next video, and all of those videos have nothing to do with each other, and you are just jumping from one video to another video. Well, that is not really which I would say is life. That would represent life. I'm not saying anything bad about social media. I'm not against it. I use it. I'm using it right now. But what I'm trying to say is that you have to find things that make you feel love in your heart. You have to things that makes you feel humble, that makes you feel one with the universe. For me, it's just watching the ocean. I just go to the beach and I just watch the ocean like a lunatic. And to be honest, sometimes the ocean talks back. And that's a great day for me. Sometimes I do that. It's like a cleansing day for me. I will spend an entire day just to refill my cup. You know what I mean? So I think there is, I don't think so there is any such thing as writer's block. Yes, your cup is empty and you don't have anything to write. I think all you need to do is go out there, become one with the nature, become one with the universe, become, feel love, give love. And I think that is when all that process is, all that, the way you will consume life is going to help you to write. And there was never a writer's block. It was just that your tank was empty and you needed gas. So, and we are, as a writer, you also have to understand that you are not a machine. You know what I mean? Yes, you want to write like one, and but that doesn't mean that you are a machine. I think you have to accept the fact that you are very, very human, and it's like a pulse, like it goes up, goes down, goes up, goes down, and it's the process of nature. It's the way nature works, and I think we need to accept nature a little more than we do these days, because at the end of the day, is going to be the universe is driving things around you. Yes, we make plans, we make we have things that we want to accomplish. I'm not saying don't make plans, but what I'm trying to say is just have some room for God's plan. You know what I mean? Have some room for the plan of the universe. So it's like going from point A to point B, and you have a route that you decided, but in case there is a blockage, there is a barrier that you can't cross, so you might have to go another way. So, and that is God's plan. An example of God's plan. So technically just be fluid. You know what I mean? Just be fluid. Have plans. Stick to your plans. But I mean, stick to the goal that you have. But at the same time, sometimes you are not going to achieve your goal the same exact step-by-step way that you planned. God is going to get in the way, and the universe is going to get in the way, whatever you want to call it. I keep using these two terms, universe and God, simultaneously, because they both mean the same to me. So just be open and consume life to create life. You know, art is all about life. You consume life to create life. And a lot of people get very very troubled about writer's block, and the whole fuss about writer's block is I don't think so. It's just try to read yourself, read books, and read yourself as well. I think just self-awareness is such a big key to everything in our life that it opens a whole lot of locks, a whole lot of doors. And just read yourself how things are going. And if you think you are going through a writer's block, it's a good time to check upon yourself. You know what I mean? Maybe you are stuck at something that you don't need to be stuck at. It's the flow of emotions, the flow of thoughts is being disturbed by something that you don't need to worry about, or your cup is empty, like I said before. So don't worry about it, man. I was talking to a friend the other day, and he was really like taking it so hard on himself for not being able to write for a long time. But I think we just need to change the perspective on writer's block. There is no such thing as writer's block. Just consume life and make life. That's pretty much it. And be humble, love one another, gratitude. Gratitude is big. The more you submit yourself, and the more you stay humble and don't think too much about yourself. Like, you technically at the end of the day, you it was just a drop in the ocean. The ocean is way too big. Don't take yourself too seriously. Just take it easy. You know what I mean? Life is too short. I don't know. Now my cup is empty. And it's time to stop this video. So, alright, man. Take care.